Tom Perrotta writes about tennis. While covering the 2013 French Open for the Wall Street Journal, Tom has written about familiar names such as Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal, and Serena Williams. But he's also brought us the story of 12-year-old Adam Neff, and that's the story that caught my attention. Tom, Adam trains on a red clay court, not in Paris, but in Bradenton, Florida. Can you tell me about that court and the facility that surrounds it?
Yes, the facility's in his backyard. His parents built it in the last few years. He has a red clay court. He has a hard court that's like the courts they use at the Sony Open in Miami, and they're building a U.S. Open replica hard court, too. And he also has a gym and lots of equipment like a CVAC pod and all sorts of high-tech stuff to help his development.
All right, time out. A CVAC pod where he allegedly spends up to an hour a day. What is a CVAC pod?
A CVAC pod is a very new thing. I can't say that I absolutely 100% understand it, though I did try it out to see what it was like. The theory is that, you know, it benefits your blood's ability to take in oxygen and recover better. I went in it for a little while just to try it out, and, you know, your ears pop a lot. That's about all you notice.
You didn't notice that you became a better tennis player?
I was in there for, I did 2 5-minute sessions, which you have to start with, and no, I didn't become any better at tennis.
Why did Guy and Ann Neff, 12-year-old Adam's parents, decide to build this facility in the backyard?
It's an interesting situation. I've not seen anything quite like it. Going to a tennis academy is very expensive, and I think this in some ways actually turns out to be a financially smarter move because they live pretty far out in Bradenton. They're not really close to anything. They've got a lot of land. The cost of sending one kid to an academy and perhaps another, because they have a daughter who plays and a younger daughter who might play too, can really add up fast, and they really didn't want him living away from home.
I understand that when you were speaking with Adam's family, his father said, he's my buddy. I don't want him to be going off to an academy, even though there is an academy or six within the same sort of general area code.
Yeah, there are some close by. He could commute there, if you're talking about Balotelli's Academy, which is not all that far away. That sort of changes the dynamic of the academy, though, somewhat. A lot of those places would prefer, especially if you're a top player, prefer that you live there and you're getting, you know, attention from them all the time. And they also looked at an academy in Europe. But, you know, it's always a tough choice. Every top player, you know, almost all of them, Djokovic, who's the best player in the world now, Andy Murray, lots of them have gone to live somewhere else at what amounts to a pretty young age, 14, 15, 16. And maybe someday, you know, he'll have to do that because he'll need more practice partners. But the hope is that with this, he can stay home and they can bring people in to play, you know, where he is rather than him going somewhere else.
Is young Adam good enough to warrant all this training and attention in this facility?
I think you can ask that question about anyone. Is anyone good enough? You know, I mean, he's one of the two best, if not the very best, 12 and under player in the country. He's quite a good player. That doesn't always mean you're going to be a professional or the best player at 18. There's lots of kids who have been that good at that age that didn't become great pros, so it's very hard to tell.
When you spoke with Adam, he told you that he would like to become the number one tennis player in the world someday. Were you able to get a sense of whether that was really his goal, or was that the goal that his parents had for him?
In all this, I was struck by how much it really does seem to be his goal and not his parents' goal. His parents weren't tennis players. They're doctors. They're very well educated. They're very into his education. They really stress that. And the kid is a very mature kid for his age. Speaks well, very bright, and really is into it. I mean, I saw them for a day and a half. It's hard to really learn much about a person in a day and a half, but he has a lot of fun on the court.
Tom Perrotta is a contributor to the Wall Street Journal. Tom, thank you very much for joining me.
Oh, anytime. Thanks for having me.